Alarm bells sound over Biden's reported giveaways to Iran. By Joel B. Polak on March 3, 2022. Critics are sounding the alarm over the terms of an impending return to the Iran nuclear deal. As Rob Malley, President Joe Biden's representative at talks in Vienna, is said to be offering generous sanctions relief, including to Iranians linked to terror. Malley has a record of appeasement, going back to the 2008 Barack Obama campaign, which dropped him as an advisor when it was revealed that he had met with the Palestinian terror group Hamas. President Obama later appointed Malley to his administration anyway, first using him to negotiate the first Iran deal, and then naming him as ISIS czar. Malley failed in both capacities, producing a deal that allowed Iran to emerge as a nuclear power, and allowing the Islamic State to grow. President Donald Trump withdrew from the Iran deal in May 2018. Biden promised to restore it, and upon taking office, he sent Malley to Vienna in an attempt to negotiate with the regime. Iran stalled for more than a year, as Malley offered more and more concessions. As Breitbart News reported in January, three of Biden's negotiators quit over the weak U.S. stance. In a lengthy Twitter thread, lightly edited by Melanie Phillips on her Substack page, former State Department official Gabriel Noronha posted a list of the concessions that, he said, Malley is reported to be offering the Iranians to return to the deal. Led by Rob Malley, the U.S. has promised to lift sanctions on some of the regime's worst terrorists and torturers, leading officials in the regime's WMD infrastructure, and is currently trying to lift sanctions on the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps itself, he wrote. The negotiations were a total disaster, Noronha quoted a source as saying, and noted that they likely were illegal. But the Biden administration was looking for ways to circumvent congressional review, as Obama did. Critics say that Iran has accelerated its nuclear research to the point where a new deal would only extend the regime's breakout time to develop a nuclear weapon to a few additional months. The terms of the original deal would have begun expiring in a few years anyway, leaving Iran free to return to nuclear weapons research even if it had complied with the deal. Then Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu produced evidence in 2015 that Iran never abandoned its nuclear plans. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.